Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The Bachelorette has come to an end. Ellie and Fraser, a very love story, a successful love story out of the show. We're joined by them this morning. Ellie and Fraser, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Fantastic. Now, how are you guys? Had to keep it under wraps for, what, 3 months now? How'd you do it?
Oh, crikey. With great, effort.
Did it make it easier or harder that you can't travel around because of COVID to keep the relationship under wraps?
Oh, I think it was going to be tough for us either way because we live in different states, but we were lucky enough to have a few loopholes with, like, the Byron sort of area. So we got to spend a little bit of time with each other, which was really good.
Oh, very nice. Did you have code names for each other in your phones and that kind of thing?
Fraser's got a nickname amongst his friends, which is Big Sexy, and so I had him under my phone as Big Sexy.
Amazing. Fraser, what was Ellie in your phone? Can you tell us?
Little Sexy.
Little Sexy. Love it. Love it. Now, last night, Ellie, you said, honestly, it was hard to watch you and Joey having your final kind of chat. But you said Joey would be easy. Fraser wouldn't be easy. There was going to be a few sacrifices you'd have to make with Fraser. What was it that made you kind of see past all of that and still choose Fraser?
I think at the end of the day, like, for me, it's pretty rare to get, like, real feelings for someone. And I think I just had to sort of trust where, you know, my heart was and, you know, how I was feeling. And, you know, that was Fraser. So,
well,
the rest, you just got to make the rest work, I guess.
And it has too. It's so good to see you still together, unfortunately, for your sister, Ellie. Becky, it didn't quite work out. So we heard this morning that Becky and Pete's relationship didn't last outside the show. How is Becky doing, Ellie?
Oh, look, she's good. Like, I think watching the show back yesterday brought up a lot of emotions. Like, she has definitely, like, come to terms with it and, like, she is happy. But I think just watching it back, like, same with me, watching it back, you get all choked up because, you know, you're emotional on the day and watching it back makes you feel emotional as well, so.
Yeah. So what's the plan going forward? Fraser, are you going to move down or Ellie, are you going to go up and maybe start on the tractor again? What are you going to do from now on?
I think the plan is, like, we're lucky now that Queensland have opened their borders up a bit, so we'll be able to just do a little bit of backwards and forth until next year. And then, I think I would be the one to make the move.
Okay, awesome. Well, Fraser, do you reckon Ellie, did she pass the test on the tractor? Do you reckon she can be a farmhand yet?
Yeah, she did a good job on the tractor. That was heaps fun, actually. Yeah, it was good to do a couple of different things throughout the show, and the tractor was definitely one of my highlights.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you both. It's so good to see you still together. Congratulations, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys.